Good evening, Joseph here. It's Saturday, 21st of May 2010. It's about 7:20 p.m. and I'm on my bicycle cycling towards Gakugo Daigaku Station, our local station. I'm going for a massage. This is the first time I've gone for a proper massage in Japan. Well, actually, that's not quite true. A couple of years ago, I was in Roppongi. Quite unusual for me to be in Roppongi. It's the place where all the foreigners go and the girls go to hook up. And yeah, I was pulled off the street for a massage. But when I was a bit naive and I went up the stairs and it was a massage parlour of a whole different sort. And I remember I stayed there for about 1 minute and then I panicked and ran away. Anyway, I'm not quite sure what to expect tonight. There probably won't be any whips and they probably won't be tying me up. The past week has just been incredibly busy and stressful, so my back is tied up in knots. So I'm going to go and have it unknotted, hopefully. So. So I think it's going to cost, 900 yen for 15 minutes. So I guess that's about £5 or something like that. And I guess I just tell them which areas I need massaging. And I've made sure that I've got, just in case I have to take my trousers off, I've made sure I've got clean pants on, not wearing my Superman pants, which would invite ridicule, I think. I received them as a joke present, so yes, okie dokie. All right, well, I shall report back after I've had my massage, as I'm nearly at the location now. All right, speak soon. Oh, okay, I'm just cycling home now. So, yes, wow. Yeah, there was no being tied up naked to the ceiling or anything this time. She was incredibly strong. So they do all sorts of treatments there. There was some guy who I swear was having nails. Maybe they were needles, I don't know. Having nails put into his legs. I don't think it was acupuncture. It was like the sound of like a stapler. That's what I thought at first. I thought this guy was having staples pined into his legs, but I don't think that can be a treatment. So the masseur, she was very small, but so I wasn't expecting her to be very strong. But my God, I tell you, I nearly started crying at one point. She was so strong. I mean, she told me, you know, tell me if I'm hurting you, but of course I didn't want to, really. So she was absolutely shocked by the state of my back, really. She said it's incredibly tense and tied up. And, tonight we did the whole... she asked me loads of questions and stuff and talked about the causes and things, and so in 15 minutes she couldn't really do much. But it's interesting how these things are all kind of happening at the same time, like my finally going to see her, have a massage, which I've been meaning to do for about a year, and then my decision to stop doing so much for third-party projects. And it really rammed it into me tonight. I must look after myself. I must look after myself and my body first, and I have to deal with the stress somehow. So I have to let go and not carry so many problems for other people, I guess. Just be a bit more selfish. And I'm glad I speak Japanese. That would have been very difficult without Japanese. But once again, you know, I had to look up words like tendon, which I couldn't explain. And I didn't know how to say cross your legs. So another...